welcome to Q&A. The topic for today's episode is Mandela effects.
And one of the biggest Mandela effects that is going around the internet is, did Curious George have a tail?
There's no way.
I think he did, honestly, because, I mean, he's a monkey.
Not all monkeys need to have tails, though.
That's true.
He was a cartoon, so I think he's justified, no?
Yeah, but if we look it up, it does give us our answer. Curious George did not have a tail.
See, not everybody needs the accessory to be great. He's good.
Our first interviewee here on this episode is...
Donnie Hart.
So, Donnie, one of the biggest Mandela effects is whether it's Jiffy or Jif, the peanut butter brand. What do you think it is?
Jif.
You're right. It is
Jif. Okay. I thought it was Jiffy, and I think I'm thinking of the cornbread brand. You know what I'm talking about?
The Blue Box? The
Jiffy cornbread, because we collected that as a class for the Thanksgiving thing.
So I think I get them confused.
Yeah.
Most people get it confused with Skippy, though, which I did not see that.
No, I don't see it. Another one is Looney Tunes. Is Tunes spelled T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S?
Don't look at me. I can't help you. I can't help you.
Oh, I think.
It is U, T-U-N-E-S.
Yeah, it's actually U.
You would think that it would be O-O because
I always thought
Looney
it was O
because,
yeah.
And see, I always assumed that it did have two O's until I looked yesterday. I was like, no, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
And the last one we're going to ask you is, did the Monopoly Man have a monocle?
No, it's the Peanut Man.
Yeah.
You remembered that one from last time we talked about this. This isn't fair. That was basically cheating.
But I feel like people think that the Monopoly Man has a monocle because, like, he's fancy and
right.
Money.
Rich.
Yeah.
Old and rich.
Old people and fancy people wear monocles. That's
and rich people.
That's reserved for them.
You should get a monocle.
I should get a monocle.
That would look good.
That would be great.
What purpose does a monocle even serve is my question.
Maybe they're blind in one eye.
Yeah,
that's,
or like.
Oh, wait, really?
Is that actually what it's
it
for?
Like, it's glasses for one eye.
Imagine it has bifocals.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, thank you, Donnie, for your interview.
Yes, thank you, Donnie.
Yep.
And you know, Q, I kind of wanted to debrief on Mandela effects themselves.
Yeah, because some people may not know exactly what they are.
Yeah, we kind of jumped into this a little fast.
Yeah.
So a Mandela effect is when you think something is there or something, I guess, happened, I guess.
Yeah.
And it never did. It was never there. You just assumed it was.
Yeah. One of my favorite TV shows growing up was The Flintstones, but is it The Flintstones or The Flintstones?
Flintstones, no? That's why I always said it.
Yeah, it's The Flintstones.
Flint.
Because I assume it's like, because they live in like bedrock and it's like, in the old days of the cavemen, they made fires with flint and steel, so it's like the Flint.
I didn't know that. I don't put up Minecraft to know that, but I never watched The Flintstones.
That's so sad. Not even like the live action movie that they made.
Didn't even know they had one.
That's
I know what it is, sad. But I never watched it.
But also as a kid, with the Flintstones, I ate Fruity Pebbles and another cereal would be Fruit Loops. Fruit in Fruit Loops could either be spelled F-R-O-O-T or F-R-U-I-T. Which one was it?
Was it the O-O?
You would think that it would be O-O, and you're right, because...
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like F-R-O-O for fruit, and then L-O-O.
See, that's what
it's like more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, because the box had, like, the cereal for the letters.
As the O's, yeah.
Yeah. Funny story about my brother with Fruity Pebbles. He went vegan, he said.
Oh.
And he went on nothing but cereal diet, and he only liked Fruity Pebbles. So he ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Fruity Pebbles for
breakfast,
a week.
Lunch, and dinner?
And dinner.
That's insane.
It's very crazy. So we are joined here today with Emily Klaus from Vet Science.
Woo!
And I just want to ask you some questions about Mandela effects, okay? Mm-hmm. So Fruit of the Loom, the brand that we've seen in Walmart a lot, I have to say.
A lot.
Did it have a cornucopia in the logo or no?
Yes.
It did not have a
it
cornucopia.
It did not have a cornucopia.
For some reason, I distinctly remember the Fruit of the Loom logo having a cornucopia in it.
I think it's just the fruit that makes...
But it fits so much better if it has the cornucopia.
Not really. Not really.
I feel like it really does.
I agree with Quentin.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Another one is the Kit Kat logo. Is there a hyphen in between the Kit and Kat?
The Kit and Kat?
Yes, the Kit and Kat.
I don't think so, so I'm going to say no.
There isn't, but a lot of people think there
You're
was.
You're good at this today. I was getting these all wrong.
Well, she got the first one wrong.
I did get the first one wrong, so.
Oh, never mind. You're not good at this.
Dang.
The last one we have for you today is double stuff Oreos. Does stuff have one F or two?
Oh.
Because you'd figure
right.
stuff has two Fs.
I would say two.
But it only has one. But you would also think too. If it's double stuff, two, like double, two Fs, like to make it
yeah,
extra.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
It would make more sense
Don't
to
nod
have
your
two
head
Fs.
I think Honestly. Everyone can feel the sarcasm in the room right now.
Yeah.
You don't gotta be here.
Nope.
Don't gotta
Well,
be
you
here.
Almost gave it away. You were like, I feel like it should have two before she even answered.
But I do think it should have two because it just makes more sense.
It does make more sense.
Makes it more aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
That's
true. As I
true.
Would say for Fruit Loops.
Well, thank you, Emily, for joining us here today. Let's get back
now,
into it.
Now, I don't know if it's just me, but I am loving all the help that we've had today.
Me too. It's been real great.
I know. Usually everyone's kind of standoffish, but we've had a lot of volunteers today.
Yeah, we have.
So just kind of wrapping up that conversation about the Mando effects, we have a couple more here. So we have Febreze. Was it spelled with one E or two E's?
I always feel like it was two, but it might be one.
See, because I always thought it was two as well, but it's only one.
Hmm.
Because the word breeze has two, doesn't it?
Yeah. I feel like it's, like, if it's the actual word breeze, I feel like it's supposed to have
Yeah, too. That kind of threw me off a lot.
Because it's like a breeze, not a brez.
Febreze.
I guess. Yeah, Febreze.
I would buy some Febreze, though.
Another one is the Mona Lisa. Was she smiling, like, at all, or was it just, like, straight face?
Like a blunt face?
Yeah, like a blunt face.
I think she was smiling, like, a little bit. She was happy to be there.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume, like, if you're getting a painting, like, of yourself, you would want to be, like, at least smiling a little bit.
Especially
but she wasn't.
One. She wasn't?
No, for the picture, the Mona Lisa is straight-faced.
Oh, she was
like,
not
no reaction.
Light work, no reaction.
Light work, no reaction. But the biggest one for me, personally, is the Drake and Josh theme song.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, like, it's gonna take some time to, and then it's either
realize
or realign. Everyone always thinks it's realize, but it's actually realign.
No way. It's definitely realize.
Because no one really knows what realign, like, no one figured it would be that.
The only thing I know is realign with something about your car. We need an alignment.
Yeah. But, like, you'd figure that realize would be, like, it'd make more sense.
In my head, it will forever be realize.
True.
Because I can't say with. Out saying realize now. Now I'm going to be like, realign.
Yeah. I just feel like it doesn't flow as well, but that's what the true lyrics are.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Q&A. I think we figured out that Mandela effects are definitely weird.
They are weird. And they're confusing.
They're very confusing.
But it makes me wonder, what was your favorite today?
My favorite was probably the title of this one, Did Curious George Have a Tail? Just because, like, I always figured he did.
And so I think my favorite was Looney Tunes.
Why?
Because I feel like everybody's messing it up, which makes it funny to me.
Yeah.
Because I personally thought that it was two O's for the longest.
Well, you would think it would be.
It just makes sense. It just makes sense.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
Let us know what your favorite was by texting us at 812-777-5907. I want to see what you guys think.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Q&A, and the next episode is syrup or syrup?
Syrup, right?
It's syrup, but we'll find out in the next episode at wpsrhd.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.